Polymarket opens prediction markets on SpaceX, OpenAI, Anthropic valuations. Polymarket launched a new category of prediction markets on May 19, 2026, allowing retail traders to take positions on the performance of private companies for the first time. The platform is partnering with NASDAQ Private Market, the secondary trading venue used by employees and accredited investors to transact in pre-IPO shares, which will serve as the exclusive resolution data provider for the new contracts. The opening lineup covers four of the most watched private companies in the world: SpaceX, OpenAI, Anthropic, and Anduril. Contracts settle around valuation thresholds, IPO timing, and secondary market activity. A trader could, for example, buy a contract that pays out if OpenAI's next funding round closes above a stated valuation, or if SpaceX prices an IPO before a fixed date. A $5 trillion pool that retail could not touch Polymarket framed the launch as opening access to a market category that was previously locked behind accreditation rules. The company cited roughly 1,600 unicorns globally, with a cumulative valuation north of $5 trillion. Most of those companies stay private for far longer than they did a decade ago, which means public market investors have had no way to express a view on their growth without buying into late-stage secondaries or pre-IPO funds. The prediction market wrapper sidesteps that constraint. Traders are not buying equity. They are buying a yes or no contract whose payoff is tied to a verifiable event, with Polymarket settling in USDC. The NASDAQ private market data feed handles the question of whether the event actually occurred at the specified threshold. NASDAQ private market as the resolution layer. The NASDAQ private market piece is the part that makes this work mechanically. Prediction markets live or die on the quality of their resolution data. Sports markets settle off official scores. Election markets settle off government certifications. Private company markets have no obvious equivalent, since private valuations are normally disclosed only when a funding round closes or a secondary tender prints. NASDAQ Private Market collects exactly that kind of data as part of its core business, running structured tender offers and providing benchmarks on private share trading. Routing resolution through that infrastructure gives Polymarket contracts a defensible answer to what counts as the official valuation, which is the question that breaks most private company derivatives at the design stage. Crypto rails for a non-crypto question. The product is crypto-adjacent rather than crypto-native. The underlying assets are private equity instruments, not tokens. But Polymarket itself is a crypto-native platform. Contracts trade on Polygon, settle in USDC, and the order book is fully on-chain. For users who already keep balances in stablecoins, the friction of opening a position is a wallet signature, rather than a brokerage account and an accreditation form. That matters because the accreditation gate has been the binding constraint on retail access to private markets in the United States. The SEC's accredited investor rules cap who can buy directly into Reg D offerings or most pre-IPO funds. A prediction contract on a public event referencing those companies sits in a different regulatory bucket, which is the bucket Polymarket has been operating in since it returned to the U.S. market. Competitive context: Polymarket is not the first platform to try to give retail traders exposure to private valuations. Forge Global and Equity Zen run secondary markets that are open to accredited investors. Hero Capital and Destiny Tech 100 package late-stage private holdings into listed vehicles. Kalshi, Polymarket's main direct competitor in regulated prediction markets, has so far focused on macroeconomic and political contracts and has not announced a comparable private company product. The NASDAQ partnership is the differentiator. A prediction market platform without a trusted resolution source for private valuations would face constant disputes over how to settle contracts. By outsourcing that question to the venue most investors already trust for private share pricing, Polymarket removes the obvious objection. Two open questions for the launch. Two things will determine whether the product sticks. The first is whether liquidity concentrates. Private company markets have an information asymmetry problem. Insiders see funding rounds and tender offers months before retail. If informed traders dominate the order book, retail liquidity providers will withdraw. The second is regulatory posture. Prediction markets on private company valuations push closer to securities-style instruments than sports or election contracts, and the CFTC's tolerance for that framing has not been formally tested. For now, the launch lineup is narrow, and the contracts are explicitly tied to discrete events rather than continuous price exposure. That is the conservative design choice, and it signals that Polymarket and NASDAQ Private Market both want to see how the first few markets resolve before broadening the product.